Little Midge has a bad day. Pages 66 and 67.
Little Midge was having a very bad day. Everything was going wrong. She woke up late because her alarm clock did not ring. She could not wear her favourite shirt because she spilled tea on it. She could not give her homework to the teacher because the dog ate it. She could not ride her bike to school because there was a hole in the tyre.
Oh, dear,
she said.
What can I do? I want to be small again. That might help.
Little Midge had a very special power. She could become small like a mouse. She could shrink. But she had only shrunk once before. She could not do it again.
Pages 68 and 69.
Little Midge told her problems to Grandma. She said,
Maybe my special power can help. How can I shrink you again?
Grandma thought about it. Then she said,
Let's try another potion. I'll make it from special ingredients.
Grandma made the potion. She gave it to Little Midge. Little Midge drank it. It worked. She shrank and shrank and shrank. Then Grandma gave her another potion. Little Midge grew and grew and grew. She was normal again. Grandma tried the shrinking potion on other people. She gave it to Grandpa. He said,
Blech! That tastes terrible.
But nothing happened. She put it in the dog's dinner. The dog said,
Wah, wah, wah.
But nothing happened. Then Grandma drank some. Her fingers and toes got warm. The room got dark. But again, nothing happened.
This is very strange,
Grandma said.
I don't understand.
Pages 70 and 71.
Then Little Midge looked at the clock.
Oh, no!
She was almost late for school. She put Grandma's potions in her pocket. She ran out of the door. She ran all the way to school. She could hear the school bell already. She arrived just in time. She sat down at her desk.
Phew!
She said.
I was almost late. Today is such a bad day.
Then Little Midge remembered something. She still had all her problems, but she was happy because she had Grandma's special potions. The teacher's name was Mr. Huang. He was short and round. He said,
Good morning, everybody. It's time for maths, and we're having a surprise test. The problems are hard, so look at your maths homework. It will help you. Remember, don't look at the other students' tests and don't talk during the test.
Oh, dear,
Little Midge said.
Surprise tests are difficult and I don't have my homework. Yes, today is a very bad day.
Pages 72 and 73.
Little Midge looked at the test paper. It looked very difficult.
Oh, dear,
she thought. Then Little Midge dropped her pencil. It fell into a crack in the floor. She put her fingers into the crack, but she could not get her pencil. She thought.
I know. I'll drink Grandma's special potion. Then I'll be small and I can get my pencil. But I must be quiet. I don't want everybody to see me small. They'll laugh at me.
Little Midge put her hand inside her pocket very quietly. She pulled out Grandma's secret potions.
One makes me small, and one makes me normal again. Which is which? I don't remember,
she thought.
Yes, that's right. I remember now. This one makes me small. I'll drink this.
Little Midge drank some of the shrinking potion. She waited a few minutes. Nothing happened.
Pages 74 and 75.
Maybe I should drink a little bit more,
she thought. She drank a little bit more and waited a few more minutes.
Oh, potion, hurry up,
little Midge thought.
Everybody else is doing the test, but I can't because I don't have my pencil.
Then the room got dark. Little Midge's desk and chair shook. Her fingers and her toes got warm.
Hooray!
Little Midge thought.
The potion is working.
Then something very strange happened. Little Midge's fingers, toes, arms and legs did not shrink. They started to grow.
Oh, no!
Little Midge said.
I've made a big mistake. I drank the wrong potion.
Little Midge was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Everything in the room was getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The desks, the chairs, the other students, even Mr. Huang. Little Midge jumped out of her chair. She bumped her head on the ceiling.
Ouch!
She said.
That hurt.
Pages 76 and 77.
Hey, little Midge,
Mr. Huang said.
Why aren't you taking the test?
Now, little Midge was very big. She was bigger than everybody else. She was a giant.
I have no pencil and I'm too big,
she said.
What can I do?
Mr. Huang walked over to little Midge. He looked up at her. He was only half her size.
He said. You're much bigger than normal, but you must finish your test. Here's a new pencil. Now, don't talk to the other students, and don't look at their tests.
Little Midge sat down. She took the little pencil and the little piece of paper. She did the test. She did it much faster than anyone else. Soon she was finished.
Here's my test,
she said to Mr. Huang.
That was very easy. How strange.
Mr. Huang smiled at little Midge.
Yes,
he said.
The test was easier for you. You're much bigger now. Your arms, your legs, and your brain.
Oh, yes,
little Midge said.
But I like being small better.
So she drank the other potion. She shrank and shrank and shrank. Soon she was normal again.
Page 80. Friday the 13th. Every week has a Friday in it. Every month has many Fridays. Sometimes Friday is the 13th day of the month. This is Friday the 13th. It happens at least once a year. Have you ever had a bad day? Nothing goes right on a bad day. Everything goes wrong. In Europe and America, some people call Friday the 13th a bad day. This is because they think it is unlucky. They think bad things might happen. Why do people think this? Nobody knows. A long time ago, people were afraid of the number 13. They were also afraid of the sixth day of the week. The sixth day of the week is Friday. Both of these fears are very old. Maybe people do not like this day because there is a Friday and a 13 together.
Pages 82 and 83. A lucky mistake. In the story, little Midge made a mistake. We all make mistakes. Sometimes mistakes are important. Sometimes mistakes tell us something new. Alexander Fleming was a doctor in London. He was interested in germs. Germs make people sick. It is difficult to see germs because they are very small. Alexander grew germs in dishes. He studied them. One day, in 1928, he went on holiday. But he made a mistake. He did not clean the dishes. Mould got into one of the dishes. Mould is green and smelly. It grows on old food like bread or rice. After his holiday, Alexander looked at the dishes. He saw the mould and the germs around it. The germs were dead. The mould killed them. This was very important. Later, medicine was made from the mould. This medicine is called penicillin. Penicillin kills germs. It saves millions of lives around the world.
Page 84. Roman numerals. In the story, Little Midge had a maths test. Little Midge likes maths because she likes numbers. Do you know what her favourite numbers are? They are called Roman numerals. Roman numerals were used by the Romans. We still use them today. Clocks have them. Watches have them. Books use them for chapter numbers. They are even used at the Olympic Games. That's the end of Primary English Graded Readers Book 12. Thank you.